watching A Trigger Law. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. In a couple of days, most abortions could be banned in Mississippi. On Tuesday, a state judge will hear arguments aimed at preventing the ban from taking effect. Governor Tate Reeves, who appeared on Fox News Sunday, is confident the ban will happen.
We have to prove that being pro-life is not simply about being anti-abortion. And in our state, we are enacting policies to do exactly that.
Trigger laws are also being tested in other states. The reversal of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court has brought protesters out across the country, some of them gathering outside the homes of conservative justices.
The marshal of the nation's highest court, Gail Curley, sent letters to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, asking the states to enforce laws to restrict protests at the homes of the justices who live just outside of Washington, D.C. The governors responded by pointing the finger at the White House. Hogan's spokesman says 2 months ago, both governors asked Attorney General Merrick Garland to enforce federal statutes that prohibit picketing at judges' residences. But the Department of Justice declined the request.
Fox's Richard Jordan. As Ukraine suffers more losses to Russia in the east, neither country appears willing to negotiate an end to the conflict.
The time is not now for those discussions, and certainly President Putin has shown no indication that he's interested in negotiated talks. In fact, quite the contrary, he continues to not only lash out in the Donbass, but conducts airstrikes now in places like Kyiv.
John Kirby with the National Security Council on Fox News Sunday. Another frustrating day at the airport. More than 1,200 flights are delayed. More than 200 are canceled. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Bombshell testimony about what former President Trump may have been doing on January 6th of last year is being challenged. Former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson said Mr. Trump tried to take control of a vehicle driven by a member of the Secret Service. Hutchinson said he was angry about not heading to the Capitol after speaking to supporters.
The committee is not going to stand by and watch her character be assassinated by anonymous sources and by men who are claiming executive privilege. And so we look forward very much to additional testimony under oath on a whole range of issues.
House Republican Liz Cheney is a member of the January 6th committee. She spoke to ABC's This Week. This morning on Truth Social, the former president again accused Hutchinson of lying. Leniency appears to be going out the window under a new law in Tennessee.
Starting this month in Tennessee, people convicted of crimes will need to spend 100% of that sentence as a prisoner. It's called the Truth in Sentencing Act, and it became popular among legislators who realized people convicted of crimes, even violent ones, were serving less than half of their sentences before being let out. Some inmates' rights groups are calling the new law unfair or unjust and say it limits the chances of convicts to live better lives after prison. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A violent act of nature has killed at least four hikers on a mountainside in Italy. According to state television, a large chunk of alpine glacier broke loose and barreled down the mountain, injuring at least seven people. It's unclear what caused the ice to detach, but Italy is in the midst of an unusually early summer heat wave. Temperatures on top of the mountain have topped 50 degrees, which scientists say is considered extreme and abnormal. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.